This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by the Honorable John Hoven. He's the senator from North Dakota, and great to see you.
Tony, good to be with you.
Let's talk about North Dakota for a moment. Normally, when we talk this time of the year about conditions across the state, we would not normally be talking about this thing called drought, but wow, you've probably had enough of it by now.
Yeah, we've had a real tough time with drought this year, particularly in western North Dakota. Recently had some rainfall, which has made it somewhat better in the eastern part of the state, but we're still dry throughout central and particularly in the west. And that makes it tough, particularly for livestock producers. As you know, we're a cow-calf state. Have a lot of producers, and so they're very short on grass going into next year, so they're looking at that. They're very short on feed, and they have to make decisions about what they're going to do with their herds. They've obviously shortened them up this year, but we want to see them keep those core herds intact, and so they're having to make some decisions there, and that's why we've worked so hard on the disaster assistance.
Now, you are ranking member, Senate Ag Appropriations Committee, and that is actually a good place to be to find some help. WIP Plus, is that will that provide some relief?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm ranking on Ag Approps, and then I'm one of the senior members on the full Ag Authorizing Committee. Work very closely with Senator John Bozeman, who's a good friend and does a great job. And so we've worked through this year now to do a number of things. First, we made changes both to the Livestock Forage Program and particularly to the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program to make sure that they're out there and helping our producers. For example, under ELAP, got USDA, working with Zach Ducheneau, the FSA administrator, to make some permanent changes so that ELAP will now cover 60% of the transportation costs for livestock producers going out and getting feed, but also now for getting water. And so that's a permanent change that's going to help them. And then the other thing we did is we've now managed to get $10 billion in assistance for, you know, weather disasters across the country. Obviously, for our state, much of the West, that's all drought. But there are other places like down in Arkansas, the Southeast, and other places that have had excess moisture in Iowa, for example. They've had the derechos, the straight winds. So you're seeing a combination of impacts across the country that affect both livestock and crops. And what we did is we put together a $10 billion disaster assistance piece, which is we've now passed fully through the Congress. The funding is in the hands of USDA, and $9.25 billion of that will go into the WIP Plus program, which includes a quality loss adjustment piece to help those crop producers where they don't have crop insurance or they fall in between, you know, really getting crop insurance and in a way that, you know, truly helps them. And then $750 million that goes directly to livestock. And we're working to get USDA to move those move that funding out to our producers as soon as possible. In fact, talked to Secretary Vilsack about that this morning.
When we talk about USDA and those local service centers, obviously they've been impacted, not necessarily by the drought, but by COVID. Have you heard about how the offices across the state are you wide open now with those offices? Are you happy with how things are rolling?
Well, we're pushing them to get wide open and make sure they keep the people in the offices and they're out there meeting with producers. They need to do that right now. Now, we appreciate FSA and how hard they've worked. And Zach Ducheneau, the National FSA Administrator, is from South Dakota. We know him. We like him a lot. He's doing a darn good job. He's worked very closely with us. As a matter of fact, last week I had an interactive virtual session with them and our cattle producers from western North Dakota talking about how we need to get this assistance, the $750 million, out to our livestock producers ASAP. And that it's not just about getting the funding out there, it's about defining the game plan and communicating it along with a timeline so that those producers can go in and make year-end arrangements with their bankers to get through this year and make decisions about what they're going to do next year in terms of having access to feed and so forth so that they can make decisions about what they do with their herds. They're going to follow the livestock forage program with that emergency assistance. I think that's the right way to go. And certainly FSA Administrator Ducheneau understands that's a priority, and he's got to get moving on that. And then Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin, who is chairman on Ag-Aprops, she and I had a conversation with Secretary Vilsack this morning. It was a very good conversation. He was responsive. We appreciate that. He gets it. It's about getting the game plan out on WIP Plus and the livestock piece, both. Getting that game plan out as soon as possible and defining the timeline for the assistance, even though then he's going to have to go through some more steps to deliver it. But by doing what I just described, getting a game plan and a timeline out there, now both our farmers and our ranchers can plan with their banker and everybody else in terms of, okay, what do I need to do to finish up this year, and how do I set my operation up for next year?
Really, what you're saying here, if I understand correctly, is providing clarity in exactly how to solve the problem. You've mentioned your livestock producers now a few times. What about where? I mean, obviously, we've been watching the transparency issue and some challenges within the livestock marketplace. Do you see that we're on a path? Are we trying to solve some problems with that as well?
Yeah. So that, Tony, I appreciate that question. So, longer term, that's a huge issue and a real priority. We have way too much concentration in the packer market. There's just no question about it. Everybody knows that. You got, you know, four companies that got 85% of the total, for example, and only two of them are even still domestic companies. And so, clearly we've got to have more competition, more pricing transparency, and more options for our producers to sell, their animals. And so that involves a lot of things. One, it involves legislation that we're working on, and you've seen a whole variety of bills all the way from Grassley's 5014, which I co-sponsor, to a whole range of other options. We have a bill in there for a contract library. Thune's got one on labeling. We're on a whole range of legislation to try to get at this issue. But then also USDA needs to do more, DOJ needs to do more in terms of looking at that market concentration and making decisions about how we increase competition, we increase transparency in terms of information on pricing and cattle sales, and then create more options. Get more and more of these, smaller processors out there, enable them to do more business across state lines, more options for these producers, whether it's cattle or other livestock, to sell the animals that they raise.
Last one here for you. You can raise as much as you want, but at some point in time, you have to have a way to get it to the marketplace, if you will. Have you seen or have you heard from your producers any challenges when it comes to supply chain? And what do you see coming down the road?
Yeah, so that's a great question. There are different aspects to that as well. We talk, I'm out there talking to producers all the time, and that is front and center. I mean, tremendous challenge, not only getting product to market, cost to containers, all those kind of things, but they're also very concerned about what their inputs are looking like next year, not only in terms of the cost, but in terms of even getting them, whether you're talking anhydrous or other fertilizer, whether you're talking chemical spray, all those kind of things, or even parts for the tractor and just components and all those kind of things, for their equipment. So that's a huge concern for them, that whole supply chain. Of course, that has ramifications all the way up through the food chain. And so that's a big concern as well for them as they're doing their planning. And so we've got to work on this very vigorously. Obviously the whole energy thing is, we've got to get back to producing that energy here at home. We've had a big push on that, and that's being held up by this administration. That's not good. So we need to get back to, because that underlies everything from your fertilizer and chemical cost, all those kind of things, to moving your product to market. As well as, we've got to stay involved in terms of the whole trade issues, making sure that our producers have access to markets and they're treated fairly.
So good to see you. Thanks for the work you do and for the passion that you bring in not just working, but protecting ag.
Yeah, well, and I got to finish here. I usually start and finish here. Our farmers and ranchers produce the highest quality, lowest cost food supply that every single American benefits from every single day. God bless them.
It's the Honorable John Hoeven, Senator from North Dakota, on today's Agribusiness Report.